This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed, hour number two of USA Prepares with Dr. Sheely. Kathy's got some medical questions. Kathy?
Yes, I do. I got this cold, and this is just a very unusual cold, and I typically don't get them. I'm one of them that it can be all around me, but this time I got it. And I have a couple questions. First of all, when you're in the house with someone who is sick, and obviously you can't avoid it, like it was like 3 days later that I got it, is there anything I can do preventatively that I can kind of keep myself away from it? And what would you do at the first sign of it? I mean, I was taking the vitamin C and vitamin D, and as soon as I, you know, kind of suspected that it was around, I increased my zinc and my fluids and all that, but I still ended up getting it. So what would you recommend, Dr. Sheely?
Well, what I call the threat of a virus of any kind, I take 150,000 units of vitamin D three days in a row. So 450,000 units in 3 days. And that, okay. And I double my use formula to 8 a day instead of 4 a day.
Okay.
And I haven't had a viral illness in 20 years.
Okay. Well, I didn't do enough vitamin D. I know that. I only did 50, so I should have bumped it up even more.
So. Dr. Sheely, when you say 150,000 units for 3 days in a row, I have a feeling that many of our class may not understand that number. That's 150,000 units.
Yes.
It's a huge number. And so I have in front of me vitamin D3, and it is, they're 5,000 units each. So you're going to take, you know, a bunch of them. So make sure you do the calculation right. Dr. Sheely, can you overdose?
Well, obviously, you can get calcification problems if you overdose. But I've been on this regimen for at least 20 years without problem. Now, it's only once or twice a year that I take that big dose.
But your ordinary dose is what, Dr. Sheely? And for all of us,
50,000 units once a week.
Yeah, 50,000 once a week. If your weight is what? If you weigh
it's only under 20 pounds. And ordinarily, I recommend doing it only 3 times a week. But I've been on this dose for, over 20 years.
Okay. So what was that? I missed the weight delineation. So how many pounds?
120.
Okay. So if you're over 120, it's 50,000 once a week? Is that right?
Yes. Well, okay. But as an average person, I say
right.
if the 140 are above once a week.
And okay, and if you're 120?
Well, I recommend it the first 10 to 20th of the month. But I've been on it for all the years, and when I lost weight, I didn't change my amount.
Okay. All right, so three times a month rather than once a week if you weigh 120 pounds. Okay. All right, Kathy, back to you. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay. Vince, I don't know if you have any recommendations either or Dr. Steele, but this one seemed to, like, get into my chest. Is there anything else that you would recommend once you know that it got in there? I mean, I drank, like, a ton of fluids, tea, you know, ginger tea with honey and lemon and apple cider vinegar. I mean, I drank a lot of fluids, and I think that helped clear it up. But I just wondered if there's something else that you can take that would help. And I did use, I did look in Dr. Sheely's book, and there was a couple homeopathic remedies that I took for, like, the cough. One was phosphorus. So thanks for that, Dr. Sheely. That did help. So I did look up some of his recommendations in his, one of his books that's about that. But I was just wondering about, like the when it starts to get into your chest, is there something you can do before it really, you really get it bad in there?
Let me ask you what you mean by get it in your chest. You're talking about congestion, shortness of breath. What can you define that a little further for us?
It was just congestion. I could tell that, you know, I was coughing, and that's probably why I lost my voice. It was just sort of in that area. I mean, I wasn't, like, down for the count or anything, but I knew that, you know, I was trying to break up the congestion in there. So I did take a few things that were expectorants, and that did help a little, but I drank a ton of fluid, and I think that helped too.
Dr. Sheely, your thoughts?
Well, that's the kind of thing I would feel as if a virus is coming on. So that's when I make the big dose of vitamin D3.
Okay.
Dr. Sheely, when you and I have discussed this before, in class, and what I've done for years is use a nebulizer cup, and I sterilize it, and I'll put 0.9% saline solution in there, about 1.5 milliliters, and a couple drops of colloidal silver, 100 parts per million. And I'll inhale that, and it seems to prevent me from getting a lung infection. And it promotes coughing out goo. It really does. Your thoughts on that? Is that something that other people should try, or should they stay away from it?
I like Argentin 23, colloidal silver.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about inhaling that, or are you talking about just taking it orally?
Inhaling.
Okay. So that's 23 parts per million, right? Isn't that what
right.
it is?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Colloidal silver. Okay. And so would you recommend that people do the same thing that I do, just put Argentin, I believe that's how it's spelled or pronounced, 23 parts per million, just put a couple drops in the nebulizer and inhale it? Is that what you're recommending?
Yes.
Okay. And what I do is I take 100 parts per million and I dilute it. So I'm taking a more dilute solution. And, you know, I mentioned this, that I was doing this to one of our friends. And his wife was contracting pneumonia, and it was a real problem. And I recommended that I had, or I just mentioned that I hadn't had pneumonia in over a year and a half, which was like a record. Well, I suggested that she talk to her doctor and see what he says. And he said, absolutely not. Don't do it. I don't get it.
Her doctor was stupid.
So, class, I just want to tell you that I do it. And I don't make stuff up. I don't, certainly. This is something that works for me. And it's simple, 0.9% saline solution. And you can buy it. I believe you can even buy it on Amazon or other locations on the internet without a prescription. I'm not suggesting you do crazy things, but Dr. Shealy and I have talked about this on the air. Are there any downsides to this, Dr. Shealy? Saline solution
with
okay.
I don't know of any.
Okay. So Kathy, are you clear on what we're talking about, or do you need me to flesh this out some more?
No, I understand this, and that's something I didn't do, but that's something I'm definitely going to have on hand in the future. That makes a lot of sense. I did take some colloidal silver, but I didn't nebulize it. So, I should have probably thought about that. I remember you hearing about or talking about it before, so mm-hmm. It's a great idea.
Yeah, and It works for me, and so I'm not suggesting anybody do what I do. I'm just saying that it works for me. You had other medical questions, Kathy?
No, that was all. I just wanted to clarify about the cold situation, and I've got to get my, get that other stuff ready in the event that it ever happens, that I'll have to increase my vitamin D and everything like Dr. Shealy was talking about. I think I probably could have prevented it had I done that.
I had a question for you, Kathy. We were talking offline several days ago, and you mentioned that other people are getting sick, and it seems like more people are getting sicker. Is that right? Did I hear that right?
Yeah. Since I've had a cold, obviously my voice has changed, and people go, oh, you're sick. Almost everybody that I have talked to, even the neighbors taking the dog for a walk, and the neighbor was walking in, she said, oh, I had it for 3 weeks. She said, I got it for my grandson, and then his whole family got it. She said, it just keeps going. Whatever it is in this whole area, I don't know if it's nationwide, but it's just pervasive. But it's 2 to 3 weeks, which is unheard of for most colds. I just don't, I can see 5-7 days or something. But, people are, really coughing and hacking and just not feeling good. It's just like you... What I'm seeing here and what I'm hearing from people is like they'll start to feel a little bit better. They go to do something, and then the next day they go backwards. And it's just like you just can't get over it quickly. So I don't know what it is, but it's strange.
I know a man. I was talking with him, and he had gotten the vaccination, and after he got that, he has been coughing, and he can't shake it. And this thing's been going on for months. Is that kind of what you're talking about? Have these people been vaccinated or jabbed?
I don't know of some of them. I know some people that haven't been and got it, and I know other people for sure that have gotten and have gotten some more serious side effects. I do know of a few people that have gotten it and had to go to the doctor and had some different things that they suggested that might be wrong with them because of it. But fortunately, we didn't have to go to the doctor. It was just a matter of just trying to stay home and get some rest and, you got over it. But yeah, this one is lasting a long time, and it seems like people are sicker. So I don't know what it is, Vince, but it's just people are sick at this time.
Would you mind staying with us through the break and then Arjun? And the reason is I wanted to flesh this out a little bit more. And the question that I have for Dr. Shealy is, Dr. Shealy, I remember getting sick when I was a child and it was no big deal. Now when you get sick, it's a really big deal. It could be life-threatening. Could you flesh that out a little bit when we come back? Kathy, you're certainly welcome to stay if you can.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shields with us. Kathy is on one line, Arjun's on another, Martin's on another. And very quickly, Dr. Shealy, while Kathy's here, she mentioned that people are getting sick and seems to be pervasive in her area in Ohio. Dr. Shealy, my question is, are you seeing a different kind of sickness? Because we used to get colds and we used to get the flu, and it wasn't of the great concern it is today. Has something changed?
Well, I'm not seeing it. However, I would take regular massage cast oil, cover my entire body with it, and sit in a sauna for 20 minutes or in a hot bathtub for 20 to 30 minutes.
Okay, and is that to detox? Is that to pull toxins out of the body?
Yeah, definitely. And safe.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's no concern about suffocating the cells from not being able to breathe with castor oil on your entire body?
No. Okay. It doesn't at times in the past.
Okay. All right, and you mentioned a hot sauna. What about a hot shower? We don't have a sauna here at our farm. I don't know if Kathy does.
At least a 15-minute shower.
Okay. Except for those who live in California, probably get arrested for doing that. Okay. Okay. All right, 15 minutes. Now, is this as hot as you can stand it, you know, without burning yourself? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, pleasantly hot.
Pleasantly hot.
I tend to like heat, so.
Yeah. I can tell you were out there in the sun, and Lou and our son and I were out there in the garden, and you were just okay, and we were just dripping wet. Yeah. Yep. Okay, Kathy, anything else?
No, that's all, Vince, but that's a great idea with the detox and the castor oil. That's a wonderful suggestion. Thank you very much, Dr. Shealy and Vince. I appreciate it.
You're certainly welcome. Thank you, Kathy. Class, Kathy is a USA Preparis instructor, and she's on with us on typically every other Thursday. Arjun in West Virginia, welcome. I saw your garden. It looks great.
Good morning. Good morning, Vince. Good morning, Dr. Shuri. Yeah, thank you, Vince. And, I used to think that, like, gardening is tough, but actually it is very easy. When I was a kid, there were some people who used to work for my father. So outside the property, they will be actually working on the garden, and I will just stand along. I was just a kid, and I will stand with them, and they will tell me how to kill snakes. And, and they will just be using just one whisker. And they will just be putting like tomatoes, garlic, onions, like in the ground. So actually, I just remembered that. And so, all I did yesterday was I just used the shovel and I just dig like a line, in the sand. And then I placed the seed there and then I just covered it with the sand back. That's it. So there is not much. I bought like a pipe also, but like I didn't work for my tap, but I will get like another pipe. If I'm not sounding too bold or arrogant here, but it seems to me this gardening and farming seems to me is very simple. But maybe you will see, when the crops fail, then you will know a little bit more about it. But I want to find out, it rains quite a lot here. And how do you determine, when do you water the land where you have placed the seed? How do you determine that? And my second question is, how do you put fertilizer on this thing? Do you just spray, put fertilizer just on top of the sand, or you have to take the sand and put the fertilizer inside the sand?
Okay. Dr. Shealy, he's asking about watering, and he's asking about fertilizing. We're talking about commercial fertilizer for, the first garden. Do you have any comments on what you do?
Well, I use rotted manure or Miracle-Gro.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And do you use the liquid form and water with a Miracle-Gro solution? Miracle-Gro is a chemical fertilizer, class. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Arjun, when we come back, I'll be glad to share with you some of the tips that we use here in our garden. And it might be a little late to do this, but maybe it'll work. We'll be right back, class.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The baby formula crisis in the United States has been known since February, and finally the first imports of baby formula arrived in the United States over the weekend. More flights from foreign countries are coming to ease the shortage as domestic production is not ready. As Americans plan for a summer vacation, they're being met with astronomical inflation and never-before-seen gas prices. The Biden administration puts the blame on Russian President Vladimir Putin. Not so fast, says Republican Congressman Michael Waltz from Florida. He was on Fox News and says the blame falls squarely on the White House.
Energy costs and transportation costs are the largest driver of inflation. They were there well in place as soon as he shut down that Keystone pipeline and all of the federal leases and the drilling in Alaska and on down the list and told all of the woke companies in Wall Street, don't invest in oil and gas. This isn't Putin. This is Biden.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Over the past week, the Internet's been buzzing over images of what appears to be a doorway cut into a cliff on Mars. NASA's Curiosity rover, which snapped the picture earlier this month, said that while the strange door-like features on Mars provides a fascinating doorway into the ancient past, it's perfectly natural rather than the work of some aliens in hiding. The Curiosity rover found the Mars door on May 7th while imaging mounds known as East Cliffs in the Gale Crater. After further review, the doorway is only 12 inches tall and 16 inches wide, perfect size for a Barbie doll. Zac Brown Band founding member John Driscoll Hopkins revealed Friday he's been diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease.
Hey guys, John Driscoll Hopkins here with Zac Brown Band. I have tough news to share, and my brothers and sister have gathered to support me. Over the past several years, I've noticed some balance issues and some stiffness in my hands. After careful analysis by some of the country's top neurologists, I have been diagnosed with ALS. Because my symptoms have been slow progressing from the start, we believe they will continue to be slow progressing going forward. God willing, I plan to be rocking with these amazing people for many years to come.
At this time, there is no cure for ALS. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Norm Shields is with us, and if you'd like to call his office, it's closed today, but 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. And you can set up an appointment. You can go to normshealy.com, normshealy.com, and buy the vitamins, minerals, and supplements that we talked about, the ones that I buy from Dr. Shealy. Okay, so we've got Arjun with us, and Martin in California is on hold. We'll be right with you, Martin. So in terms of gardening, here's some of the tips. If you were to just, if the soil is really hard and you would just dig a hole with a trowel, the plant, the roots of the plant can't penetrate the hard soil. So you really need to loosen up a lot of soil around the plant so it can go deep and it can go wide. Okay. So you need to disturb the soil and break it up, and you need to have some organic matter in there. You can have some peat moss in there. You can have some dried leaves in there, and of course compost. That makes it easier for the roots to penetrate and for the plants to grow vigorously. That being said, what I do is when I, if I started tomato plants in cups, like paper cups or styrofoam cups or yogurt containers with little holes drilled in the bottom to poked in the bottom to let them drain, once the plants are ready for transplanting, once I've hardened them up a little bit by putting them inside and outside, not too much sun, not too much cold, you know, get them used to the outdoor climate, then I will dig a hole with the trowel and I'll put about a teaspoon of commercial fertilizer in there if I'm starting a garden. And it's not the best way to go, but it works. And I mix up the commercial fertilizer so it's not concentrated in one spot. And then I plant the plant, the tomato plant, I'll probably plant it deeper than most would. So not just the roots, but I'd plant several inches up from the roots. And that way the plant is more stable, it can survive the wind better, and it has a better chance of thriving. So I use commercial fertilizer, just a small amount, to get it started. But the soil has been amended over the years with compost and peat moss and lime. So you need the right pH, typically around 7.0. It works for most garden plants. And the soil needs to have fertility. So commercial fertilizer, such as 10-10-10, 13-13-13, 17-17-17, triple 19-19-19-19. Those are all great. The higher the numbers, the better. And it works. It works for me. But you have to keep the plants watered, especially when you first plant them. They need more water then to survive. And the water, if it's city water and it has chlorine and fluoride in it, it could kill the plants. So if you do have that, you should probably consider putting the water in a bucket. And that way the water will be a little warmer and won't shock the plants. And if you put the bucket in the sun, not to cook the water, not to get it too warm, but it will help volatilize the chlorine from the water that will, the chlorine could kill the plants. Any comments, Dr. Shealy, about the things I've said?
Well, I buy a 100-pound bag of potting soil. It's relatively inexpensive, and I use that in fresh plants.
You take the bag of potting soil, and you do what with it? I'm sorry.
Well, I put a couple of trowels of potting soil, regular, 100-pound bag. It lasts a long time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what I'm hearing, class, is Dr. Shealy, when he's starting the plants, he will take some potting soil, dig a hole with the trowel, add the potting soil, which is really loose and easy for the roots to penetrate. Then he puts his plants in. We're talking about like tomatoes and peppers and those kinds of plants. Mm-hmm. Yep, a great idea. We do something similar to that. And when you transplant the plants from that have been started from seeds, you have to be careful not to break the roots. Really, really careful. So, Arjun, did you have a question about watering that's different from what I addressed?
No. That's all I have. I will have we are almost at 11:40, and I know Martin is meeting, so I would give the time to Martin.
Okay, great. And when you water, you're going to need to water often, probably a couple times a day during if you're in the sun. during the first week or so. And plants really need water. They absolutely positively need water. I mean, the visual is, you look at the desert, there's nothing growing there. Okay? And that's because there's no water there. So they really need it. But if you're going to use, do you have city water or do you have well water? Okay.
Yeah,
all right. So put it in a bucket if you can.
Yeah. But the thing is, like a drain.
Put it in a bucket.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We can talk again. Arjun, thanks so much, and thank you for helping with the website. I've been feverishly writing the book. Gwyneth called me yesterday. This is Gwyneth. 5 minutes. That's all I can talk to you. I'm on a streak here. I'm working on the book. I can't be distracted. So I'm working on that. Okay, Arjun. Thank you so much for calling in. You're welcome. Martin in California, thank you for patiently waiting.
Good morning, Vince. I wanted to ask Dr. Seeley about rosacea. Is there a cure for rosacea?
Well, the immune system, as most disorders are. And I would, of course, take the large doses of vitamin D3 and a large doses of vitamin C and astaxanthine. But if it doesn't respond to those, I would try to get at least 3 to 5 IVs of vitamin C and Myers cocktail.
Wow. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Seeley.
Martin, before you go, you're pretty far from us. But have you considered the Myers cocktail, the intravenous vitamin C?
Yeah, but I don't know if any doctors that do that out here. Of course,
well,
I haven't investigated.
Only holistic physicians will do it. Regular MDs suck.
Holistic, okay. I'll check that out.
Yeah, look up, do a search on holistic physicians in your area. And I believe what Dr. Sheely's talking about is called a Myers cocktail, M-Y-E-R-S cocktail. And Dr. Sheely, can you flesh that out a little bit, please?
Well,
how big is it? How long does it take?
It takes 1 to 3 hours, depending on the amount of vitamin C, but it includes vitamin B complex, vitamin B12, magnesium, and glutathione, and calcium.
Okay.
And Martin, I can tell you that the way this works for me, I've had about 5 of them with Dr. Sheely. I've gone to his office, and you sit in a comfortable chair, kind of like a lazy boy, if you will. And there's an IV bag that is made just recently. I mean, not a long time ago. It's not like you can have these things, you know, in the basement and grab them and start using. So it's freshly made. And Dr. Sheely controls the drip rate. So it's just like you would see in a hospital setting. It just drip. And I like it slower, you know. There's no need to rush in my account when I get one of these. I like it slowly, and it will cause you to have to pee like crazy. I mean, whatever your normal urination rate is, multiply that times like 10.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. And it's the kind of thing where you'll be rolling that IV bag on the pole, you know, into the men's room. And as soon as you leave the men's room, wash your hands, you're going to be turning around and going back in. I mean, it's high speed. It doesn't even have to stop to change colors. It is fast. But, you know, I would say, and I wish I could point you to the YouTube videos of us talking about it over the years, but YouTube has deleted all of our work, so you can't do that. But I've talked about this, and to me, it was the fountain of youth.
Wow.
Literally, I'm not kidding. I am not kidding. From the office, I called our son and I said, "Hey, I'm on my way home. Get ready. I'm 20 years younger.
Wow.
I got a lot of things I want." Oh, I'm not kidding. I literally called him and said, "Get ready," because you know he's a farmer here at the farm, and I said, "Get ready. I got a lot of projects I want to get done, and I want them done like yesterday." I mean, it was resetting the clock 20 years. So, do you remember when Hillary Clinton was in the presidential debates and she was falling down and she needed assistance getting in her vehicle and she needed assistance walking up a step?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, then do you remember? Okay. All right. So that's before. Now, after is when did you see her in the last presidential debate when she performed beautifully? Now, I'm not saying I like her, because I don't like her. But her performance is what I'm talking about. It was extraordinary. And people said, well, she wouldn't go into the ladies' room when anyone else was in there. She would only go in by herself. And people saw the images of her pants suit, and you could see like a tube running down her leg, like a catheter bag. And to me, her performance was such that she got a Myers cocktail, and she was ready to go, and she was extraordinary. Did you see the difference that I'm talking about with the last presidential debate? Does that ring a bell?
Yes, I remember it. And I often wondered what made her be so, you know, articulate. So I guess it was the Myers, maybe. Who knows?
Well, okay. I remember asking Dr. Sheely this exact phraseology. Dr. Sheely, did we see a miracle of modern medicine with Hillary Clinton's performance? Dr. Sheely, you remember me saying that to you?
Yeah.
Okay. And so there you have it. That is the dramatic effect of a Myers cocktail.
How long does it last?
Dr. Sheely?
Well,
how long does
it last? It lasts 2 or 3 days.
I agree with that.
I give them 2 to 3 times a week.
Two or three days is my experience with how long it lasts. The third day, it's wearing off, but it jump starts your immune system, as Dr. Sheely said.
That's good. That's
why he's recommending it, right, Dr. Sheely?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Guys, if you'd like to go to visit Dr. Shealy's website, normshealy.com, N-O-R-M-S-H-E-A-L-Y.com, normshealy.com, and the office is 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. Dr. Shealy, we've got Chris on the line in Florida. I just want to mention one thing, Dr. Shealy. I don't know what happened, but today's class is the highest ranked class we've had in months and months and months. So I just want to let you know there are people who are very interested in what you have to say. Thank you, Dr. Shealy, for being with us. Chris, welcome.
Well, good morning. I just wanted to let you know about five different websites where you can find holistic doctors that compiled this list over the years. And adding to when I come across the new site, these are just organizations that doctors, you know, alternative, complementary, integrative, functional medicine doctors can list themselves. The first one is the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. That's AAPSonline.org. The Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, AAPSonline.org. And you have to click on for that one. I'll just give the quick directions because this site is the only one of the five that requires a little bit of instruction. You have to click on the patient tab at the top and then scroll down a little bit, then click on find a direct payment, cash friendly practice. And the other ones are American College for Advancement in Medicine, that's ACAM.org, International College of Integrative Medicine, that's ICIMed.com, Institute for Functional Medicine is IFM.com. And lastly, American Association of Naturopathic Physicians is naturopathic.org.
Dr. Shealy, any comments about those organizations?
Sorry?
Dr. Shealy, do you have any comments about those organizations that Chris just mentioned?
No, I mean, always search carefully for what they need.
Mm-hmm.
In general, I don't trust integrative.
You don't trust integrative medicine?
No. health and safety.
Mm. Okay. Chris, back to you. He said he does not trust integrated medicine. It's often fakery.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's my descriptor for these different adjectives I threw in there. So I don't know if any of them use integrative to describe themselves. But that was my descriptors, my adjectives there. And
okay.
I wanted to ask also, I think I brought it up in the past. Have you checked into using a water ionizer to ionize silver? Like you mentioned, Argent 23 earlier, and then the Sovereign Silver, and they've also come out with Sovereign Copper ionic minerals formulas. So what I've done is I've taken my friend's homemade silver, and then I ionized it by pumping it through my water ionizer, diluted with diluted in the water, the source water with Himalayan salt, with 90 plus minerals and Epsom salt, magnesium sulfate. That's good for detox. The sulfur is good for detoxing, and magnesium is good for over 300 reactions in the body. So I just wanted to ask if you've heard about that. If there's a shortage of supply of ionic silver and other ionic minerals are out there too on the market. So, since ionic minerals are the best absorbed form of minerals, that I just wanted to let folks know of a way to make it and ask what you thought.
Dr. Shiller, your comments about ionized.
I like silver. I also like colloidal gold.
Okay. All right. So what do we use colloidal gold for, Dr. Shealy?
Well, it's good for the brain in general and all-around brain support.
Can you make it at home? Can you make colloidal gold at home, do you know?
Yeah, I guess you can. I don't know. I prefer a company called Meso, M-E-S-O Gold.
All right.
Meso gold. Chris, do you make your own colloidal silver?
I don't.
No,
yeah,
I don't.
But I should. Okay. Do you have any recommendations on machines?
Ed in Florida came over to the farmhouse several years ago, and he found a way of making it, and it's on YouTube. Take you can take two fine wire quad 9 pure silver and put it in distilled water. Use 3 9 volt batteries in series to give 9 times 3, 27 volts with a current limiting resistor, 2 alligator clips, and over a specific period of time with a specific current from those DC cells or batteries, you can make your own. And I believe you can certainly do the same thing with quad 9 coins, like Canadian maples. But you need a total dissolved solids meter, which is about $10 on eBay, to make sure you know the concentration. We should talk about this another time. Dr. Shealy, thank you so much. Chris,
Jake,
thank you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.